One day, summer, Mrs. Salt went down to
swayed by four.
He is wearing a little top.
You're listening to improvised stories created on the spot by listeners like you. Welcome to the Snack Track.
Yeah, Albert learns left from right. He is a small man. He's a short man.
Well, we can't all be tall.
Who looks like a rectangle with legs.
Rectangles have four sides.
And he is wearing a little top hat. And he wears shoes that are very loud, like tap dancing shoes. So when he walks, it's like really, really quick, but very loud tap dancing.
I have no control over the volume of my shoes.
He's walking through a mall with his little shoes, and he comes across an escalator.
Those stairs are moving.
The escalator appears to be moving. So he jumps on the escalator. He gets on. He's trying to get to the top. He's trying to get to the second floor. But every time he walks up the escalator seems like it just keeps going into infinity. The more he walks up, the more it seems to be fading away from him.
Hey.
So he's walking up as quickly as he can, but he doesn't seem to be going anywhere. And he sees the top of the second floor, but it's just not working. Albert is so angry.
Corn dog!
He is sweating. He's tired. You know, he's small. His legs are short. He's using so much of his body just trying to climb up this endless escalator that appears to be going somewhere, but that he can't seem to be going anywhere. The tap shoes make it so that the angrier he becomes, the more frustrated he becomes, the quicker his steps are. So there's people looking at him from the second floor, looking down at him, being like, why can't he get anywhere? There's people looking up at him from the bottom of the floor, asking the same question. And then there's an escalator right next to him, you know, and he's looking at these people who are passing him.
How are they doing that?
And he's like, oh my God, they're getting somewhere. Why can't I get anywhere?
Yeah.
So it's just louder and louder, very rushed tapping. This person who's in a top hat at the top of the stairs says to Albert, stop running for just 1 second. You're so loud, you're not even giving yourself time or room to think. You're too loud that you can't think. In between his very loud shoes, he managed to hear him. So Albert stops. It's quiet. It's dead silent. And he realizes that he's moving backwards towards the ground. And he turns around on his heels and he faces the ground. And he realizes that indeed he was walking up an escalator that was moving down, which is why he wasn't able to get up it. I think Albert sounds like Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, this escalator, I'm going the wrong way.
That does sound like me.
So Albert goes down this escalator, and then he goes on the other side, is finally able to get to the top of the second floor. And then he walks over to this man and he shakes his hand. And they're friends ever since. And this man is named Hubert. So there's Hubert and Albert. When you're so angry that you are doing something physical, you're like angry and you're like frustrated and you can't focus on what's around you, it's just gonna make you more frustrated. So take a deep breath, close your eyes, take a deep breath, let it out, and then you look at the world around you and you try to identify the things that are around you, and then that should calm you down, because then you're outside of yourself, you're not thinking about yourself. Every day since that, Albert has realized that most of the time in America, escalators that go up are on the right and escalators that go down are on the left. So he should always try to go to the right first.
Thank you, Marcy, for stepping into our sound booth and creating that story. And special thanks to Ashley Whiting for tap dancing into a microphone. If you would like the Star Stuff Sound Booth to come to your town or school or library or neighborhood block party, please email us at starsnacktrack@gmail.com. That's starsnacktrack@gmail.com. Bye-bye.